Welcome to the Schwab Market Update Podcast, where each trading day we recap key market results and statistics. I'm Keith Lansford, and here's a summary of what happened today, Wednesday, December 4th. First, a programming note. The Schwab Market Update Podcast is shifting to a pre-market publishing time to give you a wrap-up of the previous day's activity and a preview of what's happening today. Starting on December 9th, this podcast will no longer be released at the end of the day, but will come out before the market opens. No major indexes posted record highs again behind another technology surge. Churn continued below the surface, with more sectors losing than gaining. The so-called melt-up in stocks continues, but not equally across Wall Street. For the third straight session, megacaps and big tech led the way, pulling the indexes behind them. Tech, and specifically megacap tech, has seen a resurgence of money flow over the last 2 weeks, said Nathan Peterson, director of derivatives analysis at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. Apple, Meta Platforms, and Amazon hit all-time highs today. Bullish technicals, positive seasonality, an accommodative Federal Reserve, and hope for an improved economy next year all helped drive the largest stocks higher recently. Solid Salesforce earnings lent a hand today. The move today came despite cautious remarks by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who reiterated in a moderated discussion that there's no hurry to cut rates given the strong economy. His words seemed to have little impact on Treasury yields, which fell across the curve following a lower-than-expected read on the U.S. services sector and slower private industry jobs growth. Today's data were just an appetizer. Friday's non-farm payrolls report could show 200,000 jobs added last month, according to Trading Economics. That's up from 12,000 in October, but that figure was influenced by storms and worker strikes and might get revised. Here's where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index rose 36.61 points, or 0.61%, to 6,086.49. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 308.51 points, or 0.69%, to 45,014.04. And the NASDAQ Composite gained 254.20 points, or 1.3%, to 19,735.12. The 10-year Treasury note yield fell 4 basis points to 4.18%, and the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, inched up to 13.47. As far as stocks on the move, tech ran away with the sector trophy today, climbing nearly 1.8% thanks to strength from semiconductors and Microsoft. Chips dominated, possibly boosted by strong Salesforce earnings that implied solid demand for cloud-based services highly reliant on semiconductor technology and AI specifically. The PHLX Semiconductor Index, or SOX, remains substantially below its July peak, but is up 7% from its late November low. Broadcom's earnings next week could be the next sector touchpoint. Defensive sectors, including materials, staples, and real estate, slipped despite falling Treasury yields. The recent shift back toward megacaps appears to have investors in a more risk-on mode, eschewing sectors where they typically go in cautious times. Utilities managed to close a touch higher today, but are down 3.2% over the last week. They're still up 26% year-to-date, lifted partly by ideas that power demand could ramp up thanks to the heavy needs of AI technology. Some recent weakness in utilities and other sectors may reflect valuations no longer looking as appealing to some investors. As of midday, advancers and decliners were about equal on the New York Stock Exchange, but advancing shares easily outnumbered decliners at the NASDAQ. Eli Lilly climbed 2% after the company said its obesity drug Zepbound outperformed Novo Nordisk's drug Wegovy in a head-to-head trial. Foot Locker plunged nearly 9% after missing analysts' top and bottom-line quarterly earnings estimates and lowering its outlook for full-year sales and earnings. The company cited a more promotional environment and softer consumer demand as consumers held back their spending ahead of the holiday season. Shares of Nike fell 0.62%. Salesforce rallied nearly 11% despite earnings per share missing the average Wall Street estimate. However, revenue exceeded analysts' expectations, and the company raised its fiscal year revenue guidance. Marvel surged more than 23% after the data infrastructure technology firm surpassed average analyst estimates for revenue and earnings per share and forecast 19% sequential revenue growth in the fourth quarter. It said in its earnings release that the strong results in forecast, quote, are primarily driven by our custom AI silicon programs, end quote. And NVIDIA jumped 3.48% after Salesforce and Marvel reported results. Both companies' references to AI strength appeared to bode well for NVIDIA, the AI chip leader. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield dipped below 4.18% intraday today, matching recent lows and near levels seen before the election. Yields have continued to cool off recently, which is helping provide support to upward bias in stocks, Schwab's Peterson said. The 4.5% level on the 10-year seems to be an inflection point for stocks, and we're 30 basis points below that now after touching it in mid-November. The yield dip came despite what could be read as hesitation on Powell's part to commit to a rate cut at the Fed's meeting later this month. The economy is strong, and it's stronger than we thought it was going to be in September, Powell said, according to media reports. The downside risks appear to be less in the labor market. Growth is definitely stronger than we thought, and inflation is coming in a little higher. So the good news is that we can afford to be a little more cautious as we try to find neutral. Nevertheless, the futures market still prices in 3 in 4 chances of a 25 basis point trim at the next meeting from the Fed's current target range of between 4.5% and 4.75%. Things tighten up after that, with odds of a subsequent rate cut in January to the next range of 4% to 4.25% seen at just 18%, according to CME Futures. If rates get trimmed this month, as the market hints, current trading indicates only 2 or 3 additional rate cuts next year, taking the range to roughly between 3.5% and 4% by the end of 2025. That's above the average 3.4% projection in the last Fed summary of economic projections, but as Powell said, the economy looks healthier now. An updated summary of economic projections is due December 18. The Fed has cut rates by a combined 75 basis points during its last two meetings. Investors get another look at the labor climate tomorrow morning as initial weekly jobless claims hit before the open. The Briefing.com consensus is a relatively light 213,000. Beyond jobs growth, in Friday's report, investors will inspect wages and the unemployment rate for any signs of softening. Unemployment is expected to climb to 4.2% from 4.1% the prior month, while average hourly earnings are expected to rise 0.3% month over month, according to Trading Economics. ISM Services PMI out earlier today was surprisingly soft and likely helped keep Treasury yields under pressure near six-week lows. The headline of 52.1% for November was down from 56.0% in October and well below the average forecast of 55.5%, according to Trading Economics. New orders fell sharply from a month earlier, and the headline reading was the lightest in 3 months. Any reading of 50% or more indicates expansion. It's worth keeping an eye on weakening business activity compared to the firm prices paid components in the ISM Services PMI, said Kevin Gordon, director and senior investment strategist at Schwab. It's not catastrophic, but the former has been falling faster than the latter lately. This morning's ADP National Employment Report for November also fell short of expectations, showing private sector employment up by 146,000 jobs, while annual pay rose 4.8%. Analysts had expected 170,000, according to Briefing.com. On a more bullish note, the final November S&P Global U.S. Services PMI reached 56.1%, up from 55% in October, and the Fed's Beige Book showed economic activity rising slightly in most Fed districts amid hopes for growing demand. As of late today, traders see a 77% chance rates will fall 25 basis points at the conclusion of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting on December 17th and 18th, and a 23% chance of no move based on the CME FedWatch tool. This has been the Schwab Market Update Podcast.
To stay informed, visit schwab.com/market update or follow the show for free in your favorite podcasting app. And if you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a rating or a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. Join us for another update tomorrow. For important disclosures, see the show notes and schwab.com/market update podcast.